The U.S. Supreme Court ruled against three provisions of Arizona's tough immigration law, but let stand the so-called Show Me Your Papers measure that requires police to determine the immigration status of someone they've stopped if there's reasonable suspicion that they are illegal. The rulings got supporters of that Arizona law claiming victory. And joining us live this morning is Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Sheriff, does this change anything about how you and your department function?
Not really. We've been enforcing two state laws, human smuggling and employer sanction, and doing crime suppression operations. So this really doesn't change anything. I did support this bill, 1070. On the other hand, we're going to continue to do what we've been doing.
A lot of critics of the law of the Supreme Court case that was being reviewed said that this paved the way for racial profiling. Now, the key part of the law was upheld. You do get to turn them over to the federal authorities for any infraction. But what about the accusations that racial profiling is the inevitable result of this?
Well, you know, the U.S. Justice Department has taken me to court last month for alleged racial profiling. They've been investigating me since 100 days of the Obama administration. I'm not going to get into the timing or the politics of this, but we don't racial profile. When you have 51,000 people that my office has investigated, arrested on the streets and in our jails, 51,000, where's the systemic allegation of racial profile? So I stand by that, that we do not profile a racial profile. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of allegations now with this opinion by the Supreme Court where law enforcement can attempt to determine whether someone's in this country illegally when they stop a car on some type of criminal or other violation.
What is the criteria that you use for determining whether there is reasonable suspicion about an illegal?
Well, it all depends. I'm not going to get into all the details, what we do, but it's just common sense. And most of the time that people say they're not here legally, I can go on and on. By the way, this is not probable cause. This is less. This is suspicion. But we've been doing that in the last 4 or 5 years and enforcing all those state laws. We've been successful in doing so. So here comes a lawsuit now, and the Supreme Court ruled in one part in favor of law enforcement.
Sheriff, you say you're not going to bend to the federal government. The provisions that were struck down, requiring immigrants to carry immigration papers at all times, banning illegal immigrants from soliciting work in public places, and allowing police to arrest them without warrants if officers believe that they've committed a crime. How are you going to keep doing things like that if the court has specifically told you not to?
We have never been doing that. On our human smuggling, people coming into our county, over 5,000 we arrested. Employer sanction, we raid businesses. We arrest people in the workplace, and the majority have false ID. That's another state charge. So these other sections we have never done anyway. That doesn't interfere with our operations. The only thing I'm concerned about is the ICE, Homeland Security, state they're going to not pick up those that we know are in this country illegally unless it meets certain criteria. So what do? Kick them back on the streets? So they have a nice day. Welcome to the United States. So I'm very concerned about policy that just came on by coincidence again yesterday.
You expect new lawsuits to come up pretty quickly? The Supreme Court sounded like they almost invited new lawsuits.
Oh, I don't know. Everybody's suing everybody around here, including me. So... So we'll see what happens. But as I say, we've been doing this for 4 or 5 years, been very successful. Crime has gone down. They accuse me. I'm the poster boy anyway. The White House, the president mentioned me a while back. He didn't like the 1070 law. But I'm an elected sheriff. I'm going to keep doing my job. I'm going to keep enforcing the illegal immigration laws. Nothing is going to change on this opinion from the Supreme Court.
Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.